Mr. President, I'm going to make a brief statement on the substitute and the budget in whole, if that would be okay with you. You know, Mr. President, even though we face tough economic times for the state budget, we had to cut an additional $1.6 billion midway through this process. But this budget still protects working families, police and fire, schools, and increased aid to school districts with the highest poverty in the state, even while cutting $870 million in general purpose revenue. In this budget, we fund hundreds of transportation projects that will put thousands of people to work. We fund cutting-edge projects and facilities to create jobs of the future at our universities. We fund tech colleges to get workers retrained so they can get back on the job. Beginning to pay back the transportation fund, a fund that was raided by Republicans back in 2003. Mr. President, the transportation budget puts people to work. Despite lean times, we invest $250 million in our highways, bridges, airports, and harbors. It will create more than 10,000 jobs. We invest in the state highway rehabilitation by $110 million over the biennium. We invest $110 million over the biennium in the major highway development program. We increase general transportation aids by 2% this year and 2% and 3% in 2011. And we reversed a $77 million transfer from the transportation to the general fund. Mr. President, this is about Wisconsin companies hiring Wisconsin workers. But we make deep cuts. Cuts this deep required cuts to K-12, our university, Department of Corrections, and unfortunately furloughs of state employees. We tightened our belt, Mr. President, all agencies and the legislature. We look to squeeze every nickel out of every dollar throughout this process. But we invest in jobs. We invest $250 million in our highway transportation system and provide $13 million in stimulus funds for construction and rehabilitation at 7 airports in Wisconsin. We invest $160,000 in tourism promotion in Wisconsin to support this $12 billion industry. We invest $2.6 million in increasing the availability of angel funding and venture capital to make it easier for small businesses to attract investment, grow their business, and create jobs. From investing in green jobs and research facilities to supporting our state's entrepreneurs, we have made meaningful investments in job creation in our state. We invest $10 million over 5 years in two of the communities hardest hit by the recession, Janesville and Kenosha, and arm them with tools they need to lure new businesses and jobs to the area. We index the minimum wage, and we prevent income and sales tax increases on the middle class. Mr. President, we also target tax relief. We exempted capital gains from taxation if the gains are reinvested in Wisconsin-based businesses. We increased the earned income tax credit by $8 million, and we provide $10 million annually for a super research and development tax credit for Wisconsin companies. And we provide $10 million annually in the jobs tax credit to encourage businesses to provide training to their workers and encourage in activities that would retain jobs. And there is no gas tax increase. This budget has no sales tax increase, no payroll tax increase, no across-the-board income tax increase, and we held the line on property taxes. We invested in health care even through tough times. We provided insurance coverage for our children with autism. We increased availability of dental care for children and for the indigent by directing DHS to identify federal funding for Seal Smile and for the Marquette Dental School, Lakes Community Dental Center, and the La Crosse Community Dental Center. We started down the long road of reversing critical health care worker shortages in nursing by requiring DWD to evaluate the nursing supply, demand, and identify where there are shortages. Mr. President, this is a bold and innovative budget during trying times. I just want to make one comment about furloughing workers. Whether workers are in the private sector or in the public sector, a loss of income is a loss of income. People still have to manage to make their house payments or their car payments or their rent payments, still have to buy groceries and clothe their families. Mr. President, any time we pull back on the state employees from actually having money in their pocket, it also hurts the communities that they live in because they lose some purchasing power. So, Mr. President, this was a long process. We think we put together a pretty good progressive budget for the state of Wisconsin and for the working families and the men and women of this state. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President. Unanimous consent to speak to the simple sub and also
Senator may proceed.
AB 75. Well, we're at a perilous time in our state with unemployment at its highest in decades, and our state is in the midst of clearly a recession. The legislature's number one priority should be maintaining and creating jobs by attracting and retaining employers in our state and decreasing the tax burden on Wisconsin's working families. As we have seen throughout this session, Governor Doyle and the majority party have a much different set of guiding principles that have nothing to do with creating jobs or improving the economy. The budget has about $2 billion in tax and fee increases by mid-2011. According to the Legislative Fiscal Bureau, in addition, a $1.2 billion in separate tax and fee increases, which were approved back in February in the budget repair bill. This budget increases spending by over 6%, spends $3.7 billion more, all funds, than the last budget. The majority party, Mr. President, the majority party has increased taxes by nearly $5 billion in just over 5 months. This budget increases the property tax burden on a middle-income family by $94 on this December's tax bill and another $121 the following year. It results in a 3.3% increase in 2009 and a 4.1% increase in 2010. The median-valued home will lose approximately $6,800 in value over the next 2 years. And the owners of that same house will be forced to pay $315 more in property taxes. This budget increases the number of government employees by over 167 positions. And families are decreasing their spending due to tough economic times, yet the state government is moving in the opposite direction and increasing people's tax burdens. It is irresponsible to raise taxes on families when our state is in one of the worst economic declines in decades. We have high unemployment and layoffs being announced each and every day. People are struggling to keep their jobs, and Wisconsin families shouldn't have to worry over whether or not they can afford to live in their homes. Had Governor Doyle used sound budgeting techniques to balance the state budget in the past, he wouldn't have to resort to increasing taxes and fees on Wisconsin families to solve his current budget problem. The burden on Wisconsin working families deepens with the latest in a long line of tax increases this session. Sick people will be paying more through the increase in the hospital tax while diverting $165 million into other programs. Cell phone users will be facing $100 million in higher fees to fund government spending. The elimination of the QEO will make it more difficult for schools to balance the budgets, and the transportation fund is now being used once again as a quick fix and a source of cash. There are 88 non-fiscal policy items that the majority party included in this budget, which will be greatly increasing the costs on families and have significantly negative impact on job growth in Wisconsin. There are many different provisions that I don't know how else to describe but calling them pork. The majority party has added hundreds of millions of dollars of pork in this budget. What kind of message does this send to working families when the state has a $6.6 billion deficit and over 90 pork projects that have been added to this budget, nearly all of them in Democrat districts? Some of these projects include $500,000 for Environmental Center, $125,000 to the Eau Claire Library, $100,000 for the Stone Barn Historic Site, $50,000 for public school shooting range, $5 million in the Bradley Center upgrades. You know, the minority party went around the state. As we organized the Wisconsin Jobs Now Task Force, we listened to those that create jobs. And this budget that is implementing major changes will hurt Wisconsin's job climate. Through the Wisconsin Jobs Now Task Force, we heard from over 150 Wisconsin employers. Employers want the government to work with them, not against them. They want an environment created in Wisconsin that incubates jobs, not destroys them. These employers are telling you what we know should be done: create an environment for them to create new jobs. Unfortunately, this budget is going to worsen our already unwelcoming business climate. In Forbes magazine 2008, the rankings of the best states for business, Wisconsin ranked number 43 in 2008. We've declined since 2006 when we were ranked 39. Some chief executive magazines have said Wisconsin's ranking in 2008 is just sending another message that we are headed in the wrong direction. Clearly, the majority party is not interested in bringing the minority party into these discussions. We left with an irresponsible budget that raises spending, raises taxes, kills jobs, and makes a great number of majority of major policy changes that should have no place in a budget bill. Mr. President, as we debate the simple sub today and the version of the state budget, this is simply one act in many. We are hopeful that the minority party will be included in any conference committee discussions and that the final version of this budget that will obviously be ironed out with the governor will include input from the minority party. Mr. President, we are in a crisis right now with a massive state budget deficit, high unemployment, and a state in recession. The majority party is focused on the present. What we need is a long-term vision for the state of Wisconsin. We can't be enacting taxes and fees that will harm our state and threaten its future financially and its economic health. The measures proposed in this budget will result in more layoffs. Corporations will make decisions, difficult decisions, to relocate their headquarters in other states. They will continue to look at provisions like combined reporting as an assault on business. One man's loophole is another man's competitive edge. And as the state of Iowa continues to hold the line on combined reporting, many corporations are announcing their move to that state. Once again, Wisconsin was a state that didn't have that disadvantage that Minnesota has. Now we're on an equal playing field with them. The jobs will continue to diminish, and the jobs will continue to move on. I hope that the members of the majority party will heed the wishes of Wisconsin's job providers and join me and the members of the minority party in making job creation the legislature's number one priority. Mr. President, I look forward to a full debate on the amendments and final passage of the state budget. Thank you, Mr. President.